Teddy and Night by Kinnery. It was a glorious Saturday morning. The sun was already bright and hot. I was having breakfast with my family. Just then, I heard a slow and long moo. Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Do you think Paula has a new calf already? I asked excitedly. Perhaps she has. Why don't you go and check? Said Mom while getting some jam. I raced to Paula and saw an awkwardly standing new calf. I was overjoyed. I had a name for the new calf already. Teddy. Oh, Teddy, you are beautiful, I mumbled as I hugged him. Teddy was still trying to stand still without falling down.
Roof, 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 roof.
Night was barking and making a chaos. I think he was feeling left out. So I took Night to meet Teddy, his new friend. I wasn't sure who was happier, Night or me. Teddy was a bit scared of Night and his sniffles. But Night had suddenly become very gentle and even licked his new friend with joy. Mom, how long till Teddy can run around in the fields? I asked. Give him a few days and Teddy shall be ready for the fields, said Mom with a smile. So, for those few days, Night visited Teddy every morning and evening. Night now had a small routine. He would sniff Teddy around, his ears, his stomach, as if he were a cat licking his kittens clean. They would then chase each other, Night trying to hold on to Teddy's tail and Teddy shrugging it off as if shooing the flies away.
Roof, 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 roof.
One evening, I forgot to bring back Night in. Now the next morning, at the crack of dawn, I woke up and knew something was wrong. I went to meet Night, who was not in his usual spot. Where is Night? I gasped. Night? Night! Where are you, boy? Yoo-hoo! I went around the house looking for him. It was awfully quiet outside and Night was nowhere to be seen. Just then, I go to the barn house to see Paula. I saw a large bundle next to her. So I go up to her and stroke her head. Paula lovingly mooed. Waking up both Teddy and Night, who were cozily cuddled together next to Mummy Paula. Night happily wagged his tail loudly, the way elephants flap their ears. That morning, I realized how much Teddy and Night adored each other. I think it was time to let them out together in the fields. Oh, what a delightful sight! Night was chasing Teddy while Teddy tried to taste every grass blade in the field.
Roof, roof, roof!
Night kept nudging Teddy with his snout, asking him to play with him and chase the storks away. Once the storks flew away, Teddy and Night had nothing more to do. So they galloped around in the green fields until it was close to sunset. I hurriedly brought Teddy back to the barn to Mummy Paula and Night to his kennel before it got dark.
Roof, roof!
Poor Teddy and Night. They were so tired, they slept right away. And that is the tale for today. I hope you sleep well too. Good night.